two CEOs sitting together doing mm-hmm. this. This is a very expensive endeavor. That's so, like
what Dolly Parton says, it's expensive to look this cheap.
I love her.
You're listening to the Help Me with HIPAA podcast, where HIPAA and humor collide to make learning fun. Your delightful hosts are Donna Grindle and David Sims. Relax, HIPAA help is on the way.
You know, the world around you doesn't really give a crap that you're recording.
No, not at all.
And it's one of those days. So anyway, today we're going to be talking about, among other things, three reasons to be thankful.
Yeah, it's three reasons to be thankful because this comes out, you know, Thanksgiving weekend.
I know. So, you know, for those of you who are out doing Black Friday and running around, I know that you want to listen to something calm and soothing like...
like us. Like us.
And so we're going to bring you three reasons to be thankful, because as long as you're not any of the three things we're talking about, you should be thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah. People usually want to talk to us rather than us talking about them. So mm-hmm. that's what we're going to talk about today. There's some interesting stuff going on as always, but these three things point out some stuff you may not be aware of that can happen and gives you something to think about during your Thanksgiving, you know, however people are during Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm usually asleep because I ate too much.
Well, but you know, this is Friday, so, you know, you got things going on.
Well, yeah. Well,
Friday after Thanksgiving.
Some people have Thanksgiving dinner. We have Thanksgiving leftovers for the next week. You know?
Yeah, that's why we have turkey tetrazzini for our goods. If you don't know what that is, look it up. You should try turkey tetrazzini.
Yeah, so we'll be eating all kind of stuff left over for days. But anyway, I'm still thankful. I could be starving.
There's a lot of reasons to be thankful, and we have plenty. We are both very thankful for many, many things in our lives,
mm-hmm.
including all of you who show up to listen. Don't think we're not thankful for you. We are.
I want to hear it, though, Donna. Are you thankful for me? Long pregnant pause.
I am thankful for you. Are you thankful for me, David?
Every day.
So... these are three situations that you should be thankful you're not caught up in, and we know that we are thankful we're not caught up in.
Yep, that will be it. But before we dive into that, we do want to remind everybody that you should be also thankful for the opportunity to go to the Privacy and Security Bootcamp.
That's right.
Yes. So coming up in March 12, 13, 14, and 15, we have mm-hmm. the Privacy Bootcamp.
Yeah, and we've gotten... there's a lot of stuff going on with that. So there is limited seating, and, you know, we hadn't really pushed that. We thought we had plenty of room, but it's starting to make me think we need to push it more. But for now, you can go and learn all about everything that you're going to learn about.
You can know what you're going to know.
Yeah. You can see all the things that we talk about at pricecbootcamp.com.
Head on over there. Stop what you're doing.
Yep. We get CEUs. You can learn about the CEUs. We've been pre-approved for CEUs by the Compliance Certification Board. And it's a bunch of them of 3.5 days of live training. That makes for a very nice CEU package if you're needing some. You can get them in March with us. There's also information about the hotel, where we're going to be at, and Louisville, and the agenda, and the speakers. Where are we going to be, David? We're going to be off the chain. So,
yeah. If you've never been somewhere with me and Donna, it will be fun.
It'll be something.
No doubt. You will leave with stories to tell.
Yeah.
And you'll also leave with stories you can't tell.
Yes. All right, guy.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's go. Thanks all to right. all of you donating and reviewing us and sharing us, because we know you do it all the time.
Yep.
Thank Absolutely. You.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, and for those who make Donna feel all weird whenever she runs into you at these conferences, thank you.
All right, moving on.
You know who you are, foot lady.
All right. That's its own story.
All right, so three situations that you know you want to make sure you're not in. First one, you ready? Not that we've never talked about this one recently. So everybody probably knows by now, Facebook is, you know, they changed the name of the parent company and it's called Meta. And there's this thing they have called the Pixel. It used to be called the Facebook Pixel, now called the Meta Pixel. There was this big privacy issue that came out a few months ago. I don't even know.
We did an episode about it.
Yeah. I don't know, remember the number it was, but we talked about it, talked about how it's causing problems, capturing a bunch of information, all that good stuff. So there's a bigger issue now happening.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now the insurance is getting involved.
Yeah. And this is from one of our listeners who was kind enough to send in, you know, because I had heard brokers talking about stuff like this happening. And so one of our listeners sent in a notice that was sent by their policy, by their insurance provider, Tokio Marine. It's a pretty big name and all of that kind of stuff. And they sent out to all of their policyholders a notice about class actions against organizations for using Metapixel violating privacy laws.
Uh-oh.
And here's what it says, because I just took what it says. And, you know, they sent it to all policyholders, so you can't expect this to be private information. We're seeing hundreds. Let's make sure we point this out. Hundreds of healthcare providers and other businesses targeted by class action lawsuits across the country. Alleging the unauthorized disclosure of personally identifiable information, PII, and personal health information, which is wrong.
I know.
PHI is not what it is. But yes, protected health information. So clearly you understand all of this. And seeking civil damages for each disclosure. Each disclosure. That means every person that visited the website. So because the information was gathered through the use of Metapixel, potential exposure from this litigation may be significant.
Mm.
Meaning you exposed my data to Meta. Not just like criminals. You gave it to somebody who's data hungry and will use it for anything.
Yeah, which, you know, not so much different than criminals.
I know, right? But that's why they say that, you know, the potential exposure may be significant.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to be sure you were aware, because we'll be paying for that exposure. Recently, a class action against a healthcare organization in the northeastern United States alleged unauthorized disclosure of PHI, in part because of Metapixel, and resulted in a settlement of $18.4 million already.
Could you find that, by the way?
That like settlement, no, you don't you don't get to see those.
Yeah, because I like went searching for it. And I was like, I want to read that. And I couldn't find anything on it.
You don't, I mean, I'm sure our lawyer friends could find it for us and get it for us, please.
Yeah.
But then it says, in addition to in addition to the exposure organizations may face from class action lawsuits, breach notification and regulatory enforcement may also cause significant expense.
In other words, this ain't end of it.
No, the allegations of unauthorized disclosure of PHI and or PII may thus be a violation of HIPAA, as well as relevant state privacy laws prohibiting the unauthorized use or disclosure to third parties, i.e. the third party being Meta.
Mm-hmm.
That counts. In just the past month, two large health systems have sent breach notifications to approximately 3.5 million patients.
Ooh, goodness.
Because of MetaPixel. So they go on and tell you there's some more stuff in there. But then I love how they made a recommendation to everyone. They didn't discuss, go look at it, go ask about it, figure it out, see if... No, we strongly encourage you to identify any specific forms or pages on your website containing MetaPixel and removing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even saying, make sure it's not screwed up, make sure you're not... Because you remember, we could... In the information, you could set it up properly so it wouldn't do that, in theory. Yeah. I think that the insurance policy is going to not be happy if that is your approach. So pretty much they're saying, if we're insuring you, because this went to policyholders, take it off. Remove MetaPixel from your websites, any pages on your company websites or forms.
Right. Well, so if you're listening and you don't know, now get this too. Now, this is not the only thing out there that's capturing data. There's a lot of times that people are using free website things, whether there's plugins or hosting or whatever. A lot of this stuff that's free is because you're giving away your privacy to get it for free.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, free.
Yeah. So that free, like I always like to tell people, free just means you're shifting costs somewhere else.
Well, I don't know. Our free training, I guess you could be shifting costs somewhere. But again, we always say, remember, if you're unhappy, we'll give you 3 times your money back.
Well, they do. They're still shifting costs because our free podcast doesn't cost them. It costs us.
They are shifting.
So you shifting costs. All right. But it's not free.
Yeah.
This is very expensive to produce this podcast.
Yeah.
You have two CEOs sitting together doing this. This is a very expensive endeavor.
That's so, like what Dolly Parton says. It's expensive to look this cheap.
I love her.
Yeah.
But if you're interested, and I don't know. If you're interested, don't know how I feel about saying this because I don't want to get inundated, but Security First IT, my IT firm, my MSP, will do a privacy scan of your site if you would like. Just shoot me an email. No cost to you because I'm shifting it somewhere else. and I'll do it. So just send me your information. Send me the website. I'll do a quick scan for you and let you know if there's any privacy concerns, specifically the MetaPixel.
What email address would you like for them to use?
Send it to david@hippa4msps.com.
You got to
spell it right. HIPAAFORMSPS.com. So
there you go.
Shoot it to me. I'll do that for you because you're a listener and I'm so thankful that you're here.
I'm feeling thankful. The more I do, I'm thankful. all right. Do you want to add anything to that one or should we move on to number two?
I think we can move on. Look, we've said it in the past episode. If you haven't listened to it, say it again. If you have people doing marketing for you, building a website for you, anything like that, look, they're not always looking at things like security. And look, I know people who build websites and I said something to them about this whole MetaPixel thing, and they're like, oh, that's the first I heard of that.
Yeah.
It's not their business to care about these things. They're trying to do marketing stuff. They're not looking at security. They're not looking at privacy topics, okay?
Nothing is more scary than one of those people telling you, we have it covered, all the security. Don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah.
I always have to worry about it.
I don't care who it is. If they're telling you not to worry about it, you should worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Right away.
Yeah.
Deet, 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 deet.
Yeah. Don't look behind the door. It's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're not doing our Halloween episode. So let's move on to number two.
What else are we thankful to be? We are thankful to not be at the Methodist Hospital Memphis, who has got, you know, we're speculating on some things, but other things, they're right there in black and white. But there's five former employees charged by the Department of Justice for HIPAA violations.
Yep. So you heard that right. It's not the hospital that's being charged for HIPAA violations. It is employees charged with HIPAA violations.
So this gets back to the one where we keep trying to get people to understand that you can be personally liable for failure to follow HIPAA if it's with malicious intent or monetary gain that you are violating HIPAA.
Or just being stupid.
Well, there is that.
Let's talk about this stupid thing, because okay. I'm telling you what, this takes a...
it was quite the setup. There's this guy, Roderick Harvey, who basically conspired, because there's a conspiracy charge, there's the HIPAA violations, there's all of this. So Harvey conspired with these five employees who he paid between, and this is according to the indictment, and, you know, an indictment, usually that you got to have some goods to get an indictment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And all of this would be probably easy to document if anybody was looking. So according to the indictment, between November 2017 and December 2020,
mm-hmm.
3 years this went on, that Harvey paid employees, these five employees, Dandridge, Taylor, Thompson, Russell, and Tabor, and, you know, they all old enough, know better.
Yeah. The youngest one is 26 and the oldest one is 43.
Right. You know, so they we're not talking children here. This was a conspiracy where he would pay them to provide names and phone numbers of patients who had been involved in a car accident. And then he would turn around and sell that to lawyers, injury attorneys, chiropractors, you know. Apparently, he was a middleman. They didn't care where he got it.
Probably didn't want to know. Like, I don't want to know. Don't even tell me. Don't want to know.
Yeah, but they didn't violate HIPAA either.
Nope.
And they weren't part of the conspiracy.
Nope.
You know?
I can imagine Harvey, he's talking to one of the employees, right? They're working this deal, and that employee's getting paid. And then at some point, Harvey's like, look, you're only working like 3 days a week because you're working 312s. I need access more often. You got anybody else? I mean, you know, when you're doing something illegal.
Yeah.
For me, anyway, I would like want to keep my circle down to one or maybe
tight.
Two.
Tight.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
really tight.
But not five other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. Or it might have been one of those things where one of them's like, I know you're making this money illegally, and if you don't cut me in, I'm telling on you, you know.
Well, there is that. That could happen.
You like that voice, didn't you?
But, you know, it doesn't go into the details, and we don't know all of them. And
no, but it would make for a good movie.
Yeah. I am sure there's a story. There's got to be a story. So, you know. The bottom line here is those five people are getting nailed for conspiracy and the HIPAA violation. And I don't know. There's some information in here that doesn't go with my understanding of HIPAA, but that's okay. Who am I to say that this could be wrong about HIPAA violations? Because it says the maximum penalty of 1 year imprisonment, $50,000 fine, and supervised release is not, that's not the maximum.
Mm-mm.
So, but we know that there are plenty of people that don't understand, you know, and the deets, and this does get complicated. But the bottom line is, they could get in a lot of trouble.
Yes. Yeah, they can.
Prison, supervised release, cashola, a lot of things. So they can get up to 5 years in prison for the conspiracy, but 10 for the HIPAA violations.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And a $250,000 fine for both. So that's at least my understanding of reading the HIPAA laws, which varies from this one.
I can just see this guy. He walks up to his bunk mate. The guy's like, "What are you in for?" Violating HIPAA, man. Oh, shoot. We ain't gonna mess with him. He violated HIPAA. Gotta stay away from him. He might shank you, man.
I am thankful I am not in the cell with a HIPAA violator.
Yeah, because he ain't got no PP.
Okay.
You know, in HIPAA. All right.
Yeah.
So
there ain't no PP in HIPAA. People remember it that way. There's no PP in the HIPAA pool.
There you go. I did think it was funny that on the Department of Justice website on the little side panel over there, mm-hmm. It's got a trademark image. It says, "Don't lie for the other guy."
Yeah, we need it. Too bad it's, you know, trademark, but yeah, I could do that. Don't lie for the other guy.
Yeah. What are you in for?
All right.
HIPAA violation.
Always fun stuff.
Always all right. Fun. And as if you didn't think it could get any more thankful to not be on this list, guess what else can happen to you? Apparently, if you don't know, if you have a data breach and a patient decides they aren't very fond of how you were with their information, they can sue you. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened.
Yeah, but this one's kind of a lot dicey.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, we always hear about this, but this, and I didn't go look at the, not the wall of shame, but what we call the wall of shame, the breach
portal
page, breach portal list. I didn't go look. Hadn't had time for that. Just recently figured out the name of the practice. But this is in Pennsylvania. And it is the Middle District Court. So the center of Pennsylvania. But it's a family practice center. That's family practice center. And they have like 40 facilities in the center of Pennsylvania. Which is huge. I mean, this is a successful thing. This is awesome that they're doing it. It's still privately held and all this kind of stuff, whatever. But apparently, they had some sort of cyber attack affecting roughly 84,000 patients in October 2021.
Mm-hmm.
They know the date, October 11th, 2021. But what this is, one individual wants to be designated to file a class action suit against the practice on behalf of those 84,000 people.
So nice of that person.
You know, I'll take it on.
Yeah.
But here's the big thing that is, to me, you know, like I say, the cyber attack stuff. If they're doing everything they can do within reason, they're a victim just like anybody else. You know, if they're ignoring their obligations, they're a victim, but they didn't do anything to prevent themselves. It's kind of like, I'm going to park my car right in the, you know, on the side of a public street, busy street, and leave the keys in it. And then, yeah, I'm probably going to be a victim if it got stolen, but really?
Yeah.
Who should ask this question?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's the same kind of approach, but still a victim. But here's the thing. This part has nothing to do with the cyber attack. It's the back end thing where they did not announce that the breach occurred until June 2022 and sent letters in July 2022.
So it happened October.
Yes.
And we're talking about July.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so that's longer than 60 days.
Yeah, I was going to say they're already going to have some issues here.
Right, and so to me, that's the biggest thing. If identity theft is the one thing a lot of people worry about the most, you know, then if that's the case, or medical identity theft, which is even more, we don't know, you know, the details. We're not getting into that, but they let it go so long that stuff could have already happened to people and them not even know it, which mm-hmm. is the reason we have the 60 days. And frankly, it could happen in quicker than 60 days, but, you know. But yeah. That's the big problem to me, regardless of what they did or didn't do from a cybersecurity, you know, is why not notify people?
Mm-hmm.
And if there was law enforcement that actually stopped the notifications, I can't imagine they would stop them that long.
Yeah. Well, the suit also says that the practice failed to implement reasonable measures to ensure, you know, the patient safety of the data and all that kind of stuff. Right. So, you know, how do they know that? How does this patient know that they didn't do that? And they didn't encrypt the sensitive data. They didn't delete records that were no longer needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't understand how they knew all that. This, you know, the article doesn't tell us.
Well, it does list the things that they are seeking to require. They seek to have family practice be required to basically do all the things that HIPAA says you're supposed to do.
I know. Yeah, it gives you some bullet points about, you know, encryption and protecting the data and proper deletion and destruction and implementing information security program. Yeah, all the stuff that we tell people all the time. You should be doing this anyway.
Yeah. Implement and maintain a comprehensive information security program designed to protect the confidentiality and integrity of the personal identifying information, but it should also, you know, HIPAA includes availability. But anyway, So the bottom line here is you don't want to be the one trying to sort through that mess.
Mm-mm.
And you know, if that 84,000, they're also under investigation by OCR. And with that big of a organization, they're going to be asking for a lot of proof.
Yeah. That's a big part of what we do. Yeah. Big part of what we do. Don and I were talking about this before we started recording, is that we're providing all these services up front to build all these things so that if something does happen, now our primary concern is hopefully preventing things, but if something does happen, then you can come in and say, I've taken every precaution. I have a program in place. I've taken reasonable and appropriate steps. So you're still going to have somebody who's going to sue you. You can't stop that. But then you can bring all this proof into the conversation to say, hey, look, you're not going to get me on any of this other stuff. I've got it. And and your chances of having something bad happen because something bad happened has been drastically limited.
Well, and even when something bad happens, you have a plan, you have the protections, and, you know, we all say that stuff is eventually going to happen to somebody, but, you know, everybody has something that happens. But that delay, that's where I would have a lot of questions if I were a patient, is why the delay?
Yep.
You know, it can happen to anybody, I understand that. But if you weren't even, if you were trying to hide it or you didn't want to do the notifications and you were forced into it, you know, or, you know, it looks like you notified everybody. It's not like you got to notify a small number.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's just a lot of questions there, but at least it's Thanksgiving and that's not you.
That's right. Yep.
And for those that are you, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we are. But we can help you now.
Yeah, give us a call. We'll try to help you. Well, the ones that DOJ, we don't want to go down that path. But the others, we could help.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, if you aren't in the situation like we're talking about here, you'll call before something happens, and let's get you situated.
Yep. So just know that we are actually out here running other businesses that do this work, even though, you know, it is the highlight of our week to record a podcast.
That's true. All right. That is our show for today, folks. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend and, you know, Christmas coming up and all that other craziness. It's going to be fun.
Done with you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I will give out one little public service announcement. Remember, during the holiday season, there are tons of scammers out there because they know the chances are you're ordering stuff from Amazon and all these other places. Your inbox is going to fill up with these scams during the next month.
There's employee tax scams, healthcare, you know, use up your deductibles and, you know, your benefits. There's shipping. Oh, good golly, Miss Molly on the shipping thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a constant thing. And yes, you did order something from Amazon or you do have something from UPS or there is some, but stop and make sure it's yours. Before you go clicking and filling in anything, go physically to the site where you ordered it, not to a link. Please, I beg of you.
Yep. So spread the word to your family, friends, employees. Be extremely diligent over the next several weeks.
Yep. While we all know that you aren't normally going to be, take it up a notch.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, folks. Be sure to share us out. And follow us on your favorite social media site. Give us a rating and review. We appreciate it. And remember, for Donna and myself, HIPAA is not about compliance. It's about patient care.
You've been listening to the Help Me with HIPAA podcast, hosted by Donna Grendel and David Sims. The show created to help you with HIPAA. For more information or to ask us a question, visit our website at helpmewithhipaa.com. Neither Donna Grendel or David Sims are attorneys, and they do not offer binding legal advice concerning regulatory compliance. The information in this podcast should not be relied upon or construed as legal advice in any way. Consult your attorney for legal advice concerning compliance with HIPAA regulations.